Hey y'all, I am so excited to talk to you really quickly about a new change that is coming to the podcast. So if you are an OG listener of the Therapy is a Christian podcast, thank you so much. You might have seen recently that I changed the podcast cover. So the podcast cover looks very different from the name. I am going to be switching the podcast potentially the month of December 2023 going into January to God Plus Mental Health. I have been in a process trying to rebrand the podcast for a little bit of time. And over the course of the year, I have really evolved, I felt like, in my desire to help more people. Essentially, this podcast was started from my own therapy journey. I went to therapy back in January of 2018. I started the podcast November 2018 to honestly just share my personal experience of going to counseling. And at the time when I started the podcast, I did not have an anticipation that it would become kind of a side project or a passion project of mine. And in that time frame of going to counseling, I also went and got my clinical license to do therapy. And the podcast has grown from me talking about my own therapy experience to me talking about mental health topics, as well as an expansion of mental health in the faith space. There aren't many voices in the faith space that talk about mental health. There are a select few that I've seen, and I wanted to find a way to just really go beyond therapy. Mental health is way more than just therapy. Therapy is just one outlet and one way that you can begin to address your mental health. But I wanted to be very clear that I talk about Jesus. Like, I wanted to be very clear that I talk about Jesus and mental health. And so the only way that I could think about doing it would be to change the podcast. And so God Plus Mental Health will be a full umbrella of different things. But more so than anything, it's going to be really putting God's name out there as it relates to, you know, really explaining and finding practical ways to help people see that the heart of God is really for us to be well, and also that He cares about our mental health. And so the only way that I could probably do that besides just talking about therapy all the time would be to change the name of the podcast. So starting in December/January, the podcast name will switch from Therapy as a Christian to God Plus Mental Health. I have already made the switch on the podcast cover. The YouTube channel will also be switched to God Plus Mental Health, but it's going to be a big change for the podcast. So you will not be able to research Therapy as a Christian. I will try to find a way to do SEO where if you search for the podcast name, this podcast will come up, but I can't guarantee it because I don't know nothing about SEO, sis. So that way we can kind of just have a little bit more of a community in regards to mental health and God. What that looks like also is I will be bringing so many more topics and people. The amount of pitches that I get for podcasts, I get probably maybe 2 to 3 pitches a week for people to be on my show. I am really interested in talking about eating disorders. I'm interested in talking about addictions. I'm interested in talking about grief. I'm interested in talking about work transitions. I'm so interested in, you know, delving more into the mental health space around these topics because I work with them every day, but I don't ever get to bring them to you all because a lot of my work around this podcast has been around therapy, which is just one outlet in beginning to address mental health concerns. The other thing that I realized, and this is, you know, I guess I could say this in 2023, I'm a Black girl from Memphis, from the South. And at first my podcast was geared towards Black people, but I've realized that my audience is so much more vast. I have people from all over listening to this podcast. I mean, I have white people, I have Hispanic people, I have people that are Filipino, I have people who are, I have males listening to this podcast. So it's just, I didn't know that my podcast would essentially be an inclusive space. I kind of thought that it was primarily going to be towards African Americans because, of course, that's what I thought at first. But God has really kind of put a mandate on me to be more inclusive because all of his children are his children. And we all struggle in general with the same thing. And also a lot of my client base is not African American. Primarily where I work in my job, I see a lot of races, a lot of different nationalities, a lot of different sexual orientations. I see so many different people. And so with that being said, I want to make sure the podcast addresses all of those things. So that way you can be aware of, you know, my heart to serve God's people. And not it just be a black girl from Memphis. But if you love, you know the way I talk, sis, baby. Listen, I'm here for it. So that's what the podcast shift is going to be. I'm excited about it. I'm excited to serve you. I'm so excited to just get this to you. So I just wanted to do a quick episode. I'll probably talk about this more up until the podcast name completely shifts. But I wanted to first give you that. So that way you don't get confused as far as the name and the cover change. So I appreciate you for listening. Thank you so much for all that you have poured into me over the years. I've done this podcast for 5 years now, and I am so excited to continue to truck along this time with you. So I hope you love this name change. I hope you support this name change. I've been nervous about it, but I've gotten more peace over the last couple of weeks from the Lord about just the transition, and I'm very grateful for him to allow me to keep stewarding this. So enjoy the coming episodes. I will insert this probably into a couple of the episodes, but I just wanted to make a standalone clip for you so that you knew why the podcast name was changing. Hope you have a wonderful week, and I'll talk to you soon.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.